Blog Talk Radio.
I am one with God and you. Without me, life is no vain. A simple letter for your soul. You become part of myself. And I will be for your own. Peace, love, and togetherness.
Yes, blessed souls, greetings and blessings forevermore. If you want to get the Torah score, we're here now, live from Turtle Island. This is Soul Class number 328. Today's program will encompass, or is called, Torah Living, Torah Delight, Torah Desire. Our humble efforts today, blessed souls, are directed on the path of exploring the Valley of Soul Desire and the mountain of soul delight as it relates to a living Torah experience of sharing Torah with others and blessing one's descendants. You can call in to get a live hookup at 347-469-9702 for a live hookup in the most existential fashion. The archive version at your convenience will also be available sometimes shortly after the conclusion of the program. Meanwhile, may the Most High Infinite Creator bless you and your loved ones in a peaceful, pleasant manner. And in the background you can hear Reb Isaac Vuitton, Light in the Darkness from Songs for a Brother, which is an album he produced many years ago, probably close to 40 years ago, 38, 37 years ago. And we're going to turn down the music, Rabbi Isaac. Please forgive me. Blessed prayer partner from the famous Michael Shul and Kesser Karnites. So, because we want to get along and start the shoe. Okay, that was Songs for Brother Volume 1, Rabbi Isaac Vuitton. Blessed souls, to live, to truly live, is to perceive the living waters of Torah, Mayim Chaim, are not only for oneself, but for other blessed human beings as well. How much more so when those other human beings are descendants of one's own flesh, spirit, and soul, basar, ruach, uneshama. During the Torah portion of Vayechi, patriarch Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel, blessed his sons to carry on whatever he had already taught them. He himself steeped in the teachings he had learned from Shem ben Noach, Shem, son of the righteous Noah, Abraham ben Terach, Abraham, son of Terach, Yitzhak ben Abraham, Isaac, son of Abraham, even from Eber or Aver, who himself was a great, 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 great grandson of Shem ben Noach, Shem son of Noah. I mention Torah portion / Parsha Vayechi due to the fact that we, the Israelite Jewish nation, read from this Torah portion, which begins at Genesis chapter 47, verse 28, and concluded at chapter 50, verse 26, 13 blessed days ago. Now, potent testimony can be offered on behalf, for the sake of Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel, testimony that he was in touch with himself, which entails, and I would humbly submit for your blessed ears to transmit to your blessed mind the following instruction, namely, being in touch with oneself entails becoming acutely aware of one's relationship with one's own particularized tainugim, or ratzonot, ratzonos, delights and desires. And before I go further, I wish to mention we are plucking inspirations from Admor HaZaken, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya's teachings concerning Shlosh Menei Bechinot Shel Adam, three varieties of man, not the species, rather dimensions of divine symmetry, as taught from his work, Maimori Admor HaZaken Al Inyonim. So, if we intellectually stare intently at Torah presentations of Oneg, or Ratzon, delight and desire, we encounter two levels, Bes, or Bet Madregot, or Madregos, Madrega Aleph, level 1, and excitation, hispilos, or hispilot, intimately connected with Oneg, delight, which is an essential, or an essential expression of who we are. Now this essential expression of Oneg, delight, exists in a state of consciousness, fluctuation. Sometimes we are more essentially excited over certain matters, and sometimes less. To paraphrase a famous candy commercial from 40 years ago, or less, sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. This serves as an instruction to us that our essential excitation towards what excites us is predicated to changes within ourselves, inner changes, shinoyim pnimim, which can be dictated by time, space, and the nature of our souls, atevesho nafshenu. Oh, blessed our souls. And also we must take into consideration external factors, again, influenced / affected by dimensions of time, space and soul, zman, makom, neshama, as it relates to our immediate and greater environments. So let us take an example which the blessed human mind and hopefully the blessed human heart can grasp in order to sensitize oneself towards higher consciousness of one's existence with intent of fulfilling one's purpose for human existence. Namely, the example of a parent delighting in existence of his / her child. For sure, this is a natural occurrence for all parents who have historically been blessed to bring children into this blessed world. However, times delighting in their offspring was not always a constant. Even those moments of delight were configured with one's soul essence, physical essence. For the physical essence of father / mother, mother / father reacts and will always react to the revelation of their physical essence in the form of a new human being, namely their blessed child. As well, one's delight in one's child can be soberly diminished when one is, say, at work, engaged in any intensive cognitive or physical exercise, or simply not within the physical proximity of one's child. However, when the parent desires to be with his / her child, her / his child, the powers of one's soul are elicited to arrive at an excitational delight to produce an actual experience of delighting in and with his or her child or his child. There is another factor involved in getting a deeper glimpse within this example of parent delighting with his slash her, her slash his child, that the measurement of how much father, mother, mother, father, configuration, association, union, delight in their child is dependent upon their oneg ha'atzmi, within his or her, his ratzon benefesh, their essential delight within his or her, his blessed soul. Yet, as elevated as oneg ha'atzmi, ha'ratzon benefesh, the essential delight embedded within the desire of one's soul, there exist two qualities which are more elevated than a state of excitational delight. This quality of or level is called source of all delights, makor kol hatanugim, which contains within itself the kol hatanug sheyesh ba'atmos hanefesh, the power of delight that there exists within the essence of the soul. For from atmos hanefesh, essence of the soul, soul essence flows, or light, consciousness, awareness, which elicits all forms of excitational delight. Sometimes the bounty of this experience is great, and sometimes this bounty is diminished. This can be understood from an example of seichel, intellect, from me'ora seichel, from the light of one's intellect, which can emanate outwardly and experience to perceive all forms of intellects, sometimes in abundance, which leads to the particularized manifestation of wisdom, and other times manifest diminished wisdom, which projects out generalized perceivable consciousness. According to this, it can be understood, since all the above cognitive and soul processing begins within the essence of the essence and pristine existence of the soul. Soul, nefesh, is distanced slash removed within its own self-proximity as it relates to the connection to its own soul powers, kochos nefesh. Now, reflecting back on Patriarch Yaakov Yisrael's blessings to his sons, grandsons, future descendants, elicited down to this day, to the 21st century, Sha'arit Yisrael, remainder of Israel, we can observe from each one of his blessings to the ancient 12 tribes of Israel, each son, prototype for his direct descendants, interfaced with Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel's Mokor Kol HaTanugim, Besoch Atmos HaNefesh, the source of all delights within his soul essence, the essence of his soul, which configured with Midos HaTaferes, within his essential emotional attribute for beauty. Teferes is beauty, which was able to receive Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, to bless each son, not with the same blessing, but that blessing which would benefit that son specifically, which would and still affects his descendants in a general fashion, until this day, it is occurring, these blessings from Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel, upon the 12 tribes of Israel, and shall continue until the path of eternity is open, revealed, ad-derek shel nitzchiyut nitgaleh. That Midas HaTeferis, which synthesizes the emotive attributes of Chesed Ugevura, kindness and might or restriction, gives birth to a type of beauty reflective of a type of das. Dot, essential sensitivity / connection knowledge, which can serve as a yesod, foundation for continual spiritual and physical nurture of our nation, Israel, Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai Keinu B'Shlita, which is not a spiritual entitlement freed be. I repeat, the brachas that we continue to receive and shall receive until Chaim Nitzchim are not spiritual entitlement freebies, but rather are specifically accessed by adherence to Torah and mitzvos, which includes dialoguing with the blessed nations of the world, what our role is in the world today, and advising the nations of the world, the blessed children of Noah, how they can strengthen their relationships among themselves and between nation and nation, this generation, a true revelation of peace and jubilation, and to strengthen their Creator with the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, may be blessed. And for all of us to work with each other to truly remove hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition in a peaceful and pleasant manner. May this manifest speedily in our days under the leadership of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who roar out Torah Chadasha, Mi'ititetze, dimensions of Torah that the likes of even the greatest prophets of Israel and the nations of the world have never accessed yet, perceptions and elucidations of godly conscience of the Creator Himself, as the Creator allows us to perceive of His Malchus, kingship, Chochmah Bina Das, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and all the other divine attributes which are rooted in the Creator, may be blessed. May we merit that Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, the Lion of Judah, will educate us with a deeper understanding of prophecy as is written in Sefer HaMalachim, the Book of Kings 1, Chapter 2, Verse 2, quote, safeguard the charge of Creator, your Creator, to walk in His ways, to observe His decrees, ordinances, and testimonies as written in the Torah of Moshe, Moses, the mighty Levi prophet. I'm adding that parenthetically, the mighty Levi prophet, concluding in this prophecy, so that you will succeed in all that you do and wherever you turn. That being said, blessed souls, as we've now concluded our humble effort this morning, a reminder that we are looking for individuals with a sense of love of Torah, love of Israel, love of their neighbor, whoever they may be among the children of Noah, to assist us to expand the broadcasting abilities of this program. We're looking for contributions of high dollar, $18, in which we will form a partnership for our good, and I also believe for the good of those who will help us expand this programming for themselves, for their spouses, for their children, for their grandchildren, for their nephews, their nieces, their friends, their work peers, their bosses, their communities, their own particularized world as it interfaces morphologically with the general entire world. You can call me at 347-469-9702. How you would like to dedicate, make a dedication program, we'll be very happy to announce for what reason you are helping us, partnering with us, good for us and good for you and good for us, to promote these teachings of the inner dimension of Torah, so positively entangled with the revealed dimensions of the Torah and the eternal oral Torah traditions of Israel. That's 347-469-9702. You can also send me an email at dongoodman6@gmail.com. So now to help us get back home, a true warrior of music, spirit, and soul, with lyrical content, open our minds to the era of redemption. Brother David Dome, help us get back home to help us realize that our Tzelem Elohim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get off in scrimmage to remind us that each one of us is good, and I'm talking to you, blessed soul. Might be having some doubts if you're good or not, but you've got to be good, because Atevatov Lehetiv, the Creator, is the source of all good, chose to do a good for the creation, to bring you into the world. And now it becomes your lifetime endeavor, if you choose to accept this mission, not to fall into submission to the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, but rather to seek godly, soulful, soul essence revelation. This is David Dolman's home. Every day by David Dolman. Hope I get back home. So bless those in the meantime, the Dantus Goodman, your cyberspace Torah Askan, Torah activist, reminding you, Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us, Badarchi Shalom, a peaceful way, Darchi Nom, in a pleasant way, Laham Sheikh, to be continued. Bezer Hashem Yisprek, with the help of the Most High, and if you want to get a little taste, a little foretaste of what the days of Messiah will be, then spend some time, as much as you can every day, remove the hatred from your heart, the jealousy from your heart, and cease to have unnecessary competition with another human being. Have a self-competition. Have your own Olympic contest within your blessed human experience. See how much better you can get to get the gold medal of prayer, the gold medal of nice actions, the gold medal of learning. Anyone who learns Torah, anyone who involves themselves in acts of kindness, anyone who involves themselves in sincere prayer to the one creator of all creation, surely gets a gold medal. If not down here, from the hands of flesh and blood, then certainly they'll get it from the angels above in the world to come, in Chaim Nitzchi. For everything we're doing now is paving the way for the path we'll walk into eternity. Take care, everyone.
presented to you to see the good that's in others. What you see, the